This is the Glenn Academy Red Terrors Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Bart Altman.
All right, welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment of Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thanks again for being here with us.
No problem, man.
Let me turn this thing off so we don't get interrupted like we did last week with my Game of Thrones ringtone. That was pretty interesting. Coach, coming off a tough loss to a tough, real strong Ware County team, 35-13. You know, I know that's a tough loss. I know we were starting to build some momentum. Had just come off a big win with Wayne County, but we ran into that Gators team that Coach, I think, is a very good team and very fast on defense, very athletic on defense, led by Mr. Castellanos, who's a sophomore, who I really am not looking forward to seeing for the next 2 years. What do we say about Friday night?
It wasn't so much about Friday night. To me, I take it was about Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We didn't practice very well. It showed when we played. Defensively, we executed 12 of 56 snaps correctly. Offensively, it wasn't much better. Blocked the wrong people all night long. And that was disappointing because it's things we'd worked on 25, 30-time plays that we'd run 25, 30 times during the week. And we get in the game, and we run them wrong five times. We corrected on the video and on the whiteboard, and we can't run it correctly on the field, and it was disappointing. We left a bunch of points on the field when you go back and watch the film. How many opportunities we had, just because we didn't go to the right spots, didn't block the right people, didn't catch the ball. I'm not taking anything away from Ware County. Their kids played really hard. They came over. They wanted to win the game, and ours didn't. We just got to come back from that. Sometimes a loss can be a win if you treat it the right way. I felt like, our kids have kind of come back and responded a little bit at practice. Hopefully we'll put our helmets on, grab our lunch pails, and go over there and go to work and get better this week.
And, Coach, coming off the Wayne County win, I think we were riding high. And I hear what you're saying, and I know you and I had talked about practice that week, that you felt y'all were – the intensity wasn't there in practice, and you and I can both agree this Glenn Academy team is going to end up being a very good team, but we're not good enough to where we can just throw it out on the field and see what happens. We got to show up, and we got to show up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then be ready to play on Friday night.
Yeah, and I think this is going to end up being a really good team, and I defensively made some of the same mistakes and really worse in a lot of ways than we did the previous week. We just gave up big plays and just weren't in the right spot where we're supposed to be. Just things that we had really, put in the game plan. We had worked, and on Friday night we just didn't do. So that was disappointing, and hopefully, we got to make strides. We've had a couple of better days here, and hopefully we'll play better against Camden. But this team's no team is good enough just to go out and block the wrong people and win, unless you're just playing somebody who's really bad. It was disappointing for me because I felt like we had made some strides and we were close to being real good, but close is a long way away at the end of the day. And so we'll just have to go back out there and put our work in and get better.
Coach, we go down 7-0 and this is a heartbreaker and just something that just steals your momentum is that onside kick. And I really think that hurt us when they got that onside kick and were able to go up 14-0 on us.
Well, I think there was a lot of things that hurt us, on the first drive where there were three long yardage situations. And on all three of those, we had worked different ways because Castellanos is a really good quarterback. And we worked some different ways to hem him up in the pocket. The first one was a 3rd-and-13 call where we actually pressure him from the right side to flush him to the left. We roll a safety down to fit him in B-gap on the weak side because we know we're going to flush him to B-gap, so he's supposed to be able to tackle him for little to no gain, and the safety didn't roll down. He played half field and ended up being a 26-yard gain. There were two other
plays on that drive where we lost contain, where we actually had him hend up in the pocket, had good coverage, and then we dipped under on the outside, let him outside, and he ended up making a big play. Then you come back, and, you know, it was just kind of a freaky thing. I'm not sure if it was an onside kick. I think they were trying to squib the ball, and it just hit Justin. It's kind of one of those things. But we had more of the same on that drive. I mean, we come back out, and we're down 7-0. Defense has got to get back on the field, and we had two more plays where we give up, where we lose contain, let the quarterback get on the perimeter, extend plays, and that's something that we worked extensively last week, and I wish I could tell you that we did a good job with it in practice. We didn't. We just didn't. We you know, and it's one of those about being disciplined enough to follow through on the game plan.
All right, this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, Coach, just what you were talking about was something that I saw, you know, a la my favorite linebacker, Lawrence Taylor. Several times we had Castellanos coming off that outside edge where I call it a mugging. We came up from behind him, we mugged him, and he did the duck under and got away from us. And that young man just really impressed me with his athleticism and being able to get away from us like that. Yeah. But we had the plays on him, and I know exactly the play you were just talking about. When he basically turned a sack that, by all intents and purposes, other than that young man just being a phenomenal athlete, we've got him for an 8-yard loss and ends up being a 26-yard gain.
Well, yeah, we really wanted to keep him in the pocket and make him throw the ball out of the pocket. And just plays, it wasn't these plays weren't so much sacks where he just made an individual play. It was plays where we had him contained in the pocket, boxed in. There was no place for him to go. And our outside rush guy came underneath the tackle. As opposed to just keep him in the pocket, when he ducks the ball down, tucks the ball down, we've got a chance to make a tackle on him. And, you know, just it's about discipline. It's being disciplined enough to know that my job is to keep him in the pocket here and let the rush that's coming in front of him get to him and don't give him an alley to escape. And we didn't do it. And we didn't do it multiple times during the night. And that was disappointing.
But, Coach, you know, there were some bright spots in the game. Jaden Miller, two picks, had some great plays on defense, getting two interceptions. And with Mr. Bacon back there on our defensive backfield, we definitely got some bright spots on defense to look at. You know, we cut the lead. They go up on us 21-0 at half. On just a bad play and a bad pitch where they get a scoop and score and go down 21-0, but then we come back, we cut the lead to 21-7, we kick our own onside kick and we're starting to get a little mojo going, and they just manage to score again, go up on us, and then score a second time. We went up 3-and-out. They ended up scoring again. But then, you know, like I say, proud of our Terriers. They didn't quit. They kicked off to us. Caden Hutchinson takes the kickoff back, and we're 35-13. So, you know, even at the end of the game, we were still fighting, trying to get back in the game. And I think that's some things we've got to look forward to.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, look, it's things we have to fix. Winning and losing, I mean, it's part of competing. But, you know, for me, the losses, when you look at teams, when you lose games, it's always about the things that we didn't do. Sometimes guys just make plays. A guy goes up and catches the ball over the top of you on the perimeter. You know, a guy goes over and just, you know, makes an incredible run, incredible pass. You know, there are situations. Sometimes guys are better than you, but some teams are better than you. But there are other nights that you go back and look at the film, and the reason you've lost is because, you know, the mistakes you made. I'll tell our kids all the time, mismatches don't beat you, mistakes do. And we have to play mistake-free football. And Friday night, our execution level was about 36% for the entire game. And that's, you know, if you get below 50%, you have zero chance of winning a football game. And it just wasn't a very good football game we didn't play a very good football game. We didn't prepare to play a very good football game. That's on me. I'm the head coach. Obviously, we didn't do a good job getting our kids ready to play, and hopefully we'll do a better job this week.
All right, more to come on the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
All right, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment is brought to you by Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, Peachtree Pest Control, Catch 228, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, let's put last week behind us. Like I say, I think we got a good team. I think we got a young team. We got an always tough, our neighbor to the south, Camden County, who's 5-0 coming to see us, coached by Coach Bob Spire, who's an excellent coach. I know you know Coach Spire very well. I know y'all coached against each other in Atlanta. Also got our old friend down there, Sean Jackson, running the offense for Camden County. Tell us what we got to look forward to with facing the always tough Wildcats.
You know, if you want to get to the stadium and see the sunset, you won't have a chance to because they're so big. They are a huge football team, especially on the offensive line. I mean, they've got massive guys. They've got three or four guys, I think, that have big-time offers over there on offense, running back, and a couple offensive linemen. So we're going to have our work cut out for us on that end. The quarterback is a really good high school football player. Makes plays with his feet and with his arm. Real tall guys on the perimeter, wide receiver. Guys are 6'3 wide receivers, which presents a challenge because, you know, most of our guys, we've talked about our bloodthirsty midgets out there playing in the secondary. We're not real tall out there. So I'm sure they're going to throw some jump balls and try to go up and get the football on us. So we're just going to have to play some football and do the best we can over there. Got to play, stop the run. They want to get in as much as people think about the Bob Spire and those guys throwing the ball. I've coached against Bob enough. Bob wants to really run the football, and he may throw it around and take his shots on you, but if he can get a chance to run it down your throat, he'll run it down your throat. So we've got to play great run defense. Defensively, man, really athletic on the back end. Tough front. Their front seven is really good. We're going to have to play well. We got to block the right people. I feel like we can run the ball if we go to the right spots, and we just didn't do that last week. We're going to see a similar type scheme this week. So we got to make sure we're getting to the right spots and get up in there, right? You know, clear a path for those running backs, and we have to take some shots on the football.
And Coach, you know, Camden, no question, Camden's back. 5-0, ranked in the top 10 in 7A, probably one of the best teams in the state. So, but I think this is one of those games where, like last week, maybe we got caught looking maybe ahead of Ware County. Maybe our kids look at Camden County as a challenge and want to step up and elevate their game. And I'm going to tell you, Coach, while I was waiting on you before, I went in there and, you know, I see kids in there slamming some heavy weight, Coach. I mean, they're lifting, and they were working really hard in there. And I think the issues that maybe we felt like we had last week with maybe we took our eye off the prize, I think maybe our kids are back focused this week.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, success is never final and failure is never fatal. And that's the truth with our football team. I'm not down on our kids. Our kids are, you know, part of it is kind of Glenn County football kids that we have. I mean, I think a lot of our kids have to get in and they don't believe something until they learn it the hard way. For whatever reason, I've learned that with our kids. You can tell them all you want about being mature and going out to practice and working this way, but they're going to have to get in there and get disappointed on a Friday night before they really get that. We just don't have a lot of kids emotionally mature that understand that can go out there, just not enough of them yet. And so it's something we work on every day, but we're just not there yet. You know, Camden's got a really good football team. I think our kids, if we go out and play our football game, I think we'll have a chance to win the game. You know, it's one of those things. We're going to have to go play Glen Academy football. Great defense. So it's something that we have done in spurts, but not have done for four quarters yet. We're challenging our kids. We're giving up too many big plays. Our fits and our effort isn't consistent enough where it needs to be. Our tackling was not very good last week. So hopefully this week we can get in there and play a little better and hopefully walk out with a win.
All right, you're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk a little bit about what we're going to look for out of our offense this week. You know, I think, you know, again, a couple of weeks ago, I thought TJ had a great game and was coming into his own. And we had a rough game last week, you know, but he's just a junior. I think he's making some good strides. Again, I think we've got three great running backs. Tell us what we're looking forward to out of our offense this week.
Well, you know, like I said, we have to play more consistent in the when we block. I mean, there were times we ran the jet last week a few times, and we never blocked a run support on the outside. We just let him go and go slam us on our head three or four times. Those are the things that we worked on all week long. We got in there, you know, fixed it on the sideline, go back out, run the play, and we blocked it incorrectly. So, you know, we've got to have a little better understanding about what we're trying to do, who's going to block support. We can't mess that up, obviously. You know, I think TJ as a whole last week, I think he played fine, really and truly. I think there's some things that he has to learn. He's gotten a lot better throwing the football. His ability to throw the ball continues to improve. He's got to learn that, you know, when you're getting man coverage, you got to let it fly. One of the things young quarterbacks struggle with is understanding that somebody's open or not open versus man. Against man coverage, sometimes you just got to let that thing go out there, and the guy's got to make a play. And, you know, we talked to him, we coached him hard on that this week. We're going to probably get a lot of man this week, I would imagine. So in the play action game, he's got to let that sucker go some. You know, the backs ran hard last week, and I think for the most part they were in the right spots blocking. But we got to get our sniffers on the right page. We struggled last week with our sniffers and our fullbacks, our tight end positions on who to block. And with the offensive line, specifically the left side of the offensive line, we really struggled over there. Just on who the personnel who to block. But if we get out, we go to the right spots, I think our kids are going to play hard and we'll have a chance. We got a good plan. We got to go out and make some plays.
Coach, getting anybody back this week on offense? I know we had some players out with some injuries. Getting anybody back to look forward to?
Yeah, I think we're playing with probably who we're going to play with. Clayton Ketchum will be back this week. That's good. Gives us some flexibility with Paul Hegeman to play some tight end, gives us a little bigger body out on the perimeter. But as a whole, I think that what we're playing with right now is probably what we're going to play with. Still waiting on hearing back from Jack Fendigs, see if we can get him back on the field. Hopefully he'll get cleared over the next week or so and be here for region play.
Yeah, and I know, Coach, again, we talk about Mr. Hegeman every week, you know, playing all over the place. And I know he's had to slide down to center with Ketchum being out with the concussion, but with him coming back from the concussion, maybe again, like you said, being able to slide Hegeman out there, because I know he's a bigger, longer, taller. I mean, he's about 6'1", 6'2", real good-sized kid who moves well. And it seemed like last week we were having some issues blocking on the perimeter, maybe putting that an option of having that bigger body out there maybe will help us out a little bit.
You know, I think having Paul out there helped for the specific point of that Paul, I believe Paul's going to go to the right spot. Our blocking on the perimeter had more to do with us turning loose their perimeter players, the guy that's supposed to set the edge for them, and we just didn't block him the whole night. It wasn't something that he defeated the block. We actually ran past him a bunch and turned him loose to just run in there and slam on our head. And left some big plays on the field because of it. And that was frustrating because we walked in there and drew it up on the sideline and watched it on film and corrected it. One play we ran five times, corrected four times on the sideline and ran it incorrectly, the same person five times. And so that you can't do that and win. And so, no. You know, I think Paul is a kid that he's going to block the right guy. He's going to go to the right person. So that's going to give us an advantage in and of itself.
And you can't coach big.
Nope.
It's always good to have big. All right, we'll be right back on the Glen Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition?
Jessup Furniture Outlet, Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Dr. C. Scott Morrison and his team at Golden Isles Dental Associates have been building confident smiles for over 25 years. Emphasis on family dentistry, specializing in cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Mac Morrison, a 2011 graduate of Glen Academy, will soon be joining their staff. Remember, they are the only Dr. Morrisons in town. Located across from Hallway's Bakery, 912-265-0750, goldenislesdental.com.
Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simon's is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. But now that football season is here, it should be your home for college football and the NFL. Every college football game, all season, and Catch 228 has you covered with the NFL package too. Don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All right, welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Awesome Nissan, and by Southern Hardware. Coach, we talked a little bit about the offense, what we're going to be looking for this week out of our offense. What are we going to be looking like this week on defense? And like I say, I watched a little bit of Camden. Looks like, you know, they're one of those teams that looks like to me they spread it to run it. And I looked at the running back they've got, and he's a hammer. Looks like he runs it pretty strong. So what do we got to look forward to on defense this week?
Well, you know, they get in some spread formations, but they get big too. They'll put extra offensive linemen in. They'll put, you know, two tight ends in. So they do a lot of things on offense. They're pretty simple on offense in the fact of their run scheme. They don't run a whole lot of different plays. They run it out of a lot of different formations. You know, the passing concepts are going, you know, they're going to come out there. You know, they do a lot of different things, but they really focus on a bunch of stuff. You got to do a good job against their screen game. You got to make them stop running the football. They want to come out and run some RPOs and put you in a bind over there. But we got to play great run defense. So you got all those big kids up front, and our defensive line is going to have to play their tails off. You know, and we can't give up big plays. Got to make them drive. They've scored with big plays this year, so we've got to do a great job and make them drive the field. And those 5'3" corners and secondary guys are going to have to climb some ladders and get up there and knock the ball away from some 6'3" guys.
And Coach, I watched, you know, I watched a little bit of them on huddle. Watched them play a few of the highlights against Brunswick High. Also watched them against Richmond Hill. They struggled against Richmond Hill. They really had a hard time. I think won 21-14 against Richmond Hill. Yeah. But I watched them a good bit against Brunswick High, and I know I saw what you're talking about. Looks like they've got a couple of big kids that they drop in at tight end that are, I mean, look like they're 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", and they looks like they use them to get into space and get to the next level and get on your linebackers.
Yeah, they're big kids. I mean, look, they've got a good scheme. We're going to have to play well defensively. That's what it comes down to it. And, you know, I like our game plan. You know, it's a matter of whether we can go out and execute it and play mistake free football.
And Coach, what about anybody we're getting back this week injury wise on defense? We got to look forward to.
You know, I think most of our kids have kind of been there, been healthy, so hopefully, you know, won't have any get banged up.
Good,
obviously, but I think this, like I said, this is going to be the team we're going to play with.
Yep. And Coach, you know, again, we're a young team, and I think maybe last week that we look past Ware County, and maybe we can catch Camden County looking past us. And what I'm seeing in here, looking in the weight room before we came in here and talked, looks like our kids are back focused, and understand one thing, we're at home tomorrow night, which, you know, nobody wants to get embarrassed when they're at home. You know, you want to put on a good show when you're at home, and I'm sure our kids are going to come out and battle and come out and fight. And I know you and your coaching staff have been working hard all week to get a good game plan to get this victory on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, look, I mean, I wouldn't think Camden's looking past us. I mean, I hope not. I hope we're not to the point with our football program that people are looking past the Glenn Academy Red Terriers. I think that would be a mistake on their part. Their kids are going to come here, be ready to play, you know, and hopefully our kids will as well.
All right, this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we're in our last segment here. One of the things I want to talk about, again, we're home Friday night, And I don't know if anybody, if a lot of people in the community, you know, we need to get some crowds out there. We need to get some people out there. And I'm going to go ahead and let you know, one, we're breaking out the new uniforms. Right, we got the new Nike uniforms. We switched over. I like the Adidas uniforms we had. I actually thought the Adidas uniforms looked really good, but I've seen the Nike, the new Nike uniforms. They look fantastic. Love the new white helmets, Coach. I think the new helmets look fantastic. But I'm just want to encourage everyone in the community to get out to Glenn County Stadium on Friday night. If you don't have anything to do on Friday night, load your kids up. There is nothing better in Glenn County on a Friday night than to go to Glenn County Stadium and watch Red Terror football. Bring your kids, load them up. I mean, we got it all, Coach. I mean, our home game, we've got the new field house down there. Last Friday night, one of the most beautiful, impressive things that I've seen at a high school football team was our choir singing the national anthem. I mean, it was just fantastic. As a matter of fact, I videoed it and sent it to several of my friends. And, I mean, we got it all, Coach. We got fireworks. We got smoke. The teams, you know, our team, which I love, we got patriotic young men that come out toting a couple of big red, white, and blue American flags running out on the field. I mean, there's nothing better than Glenn County Stadium on a Friday night, Coach.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It is. Our intro is really – really pretty nice. I mean, you get over there, you got Pyro Mike blowing things up, you know, the bands out on the field, cheerleaders, smoke, you know, the run through. It's kind of it's a unique thing that we've kind of brought here over the last 5 years. Develop every year that entrance gets a little bigger. We got dazzle lights in the stadium now. You know, I'm in negotiations to bring a 1,000-foot-tall, you know, car-eating robotic dinosaur and put him in the end zone when we run out.
Truckosaurus
next year. We're going to get that in the end zone, get rolling, and make it even bigger. Maybe a live lion or something like that. I don't know.
And Coach, I mean, I just can't stress people. Give it one Friday night, this Friday night, load your family up, put them in the car, come to Glenn County. Get there early. Get there about 6 o'clock, 6:30. They tailgate, Coach. They got the new tailgating area out there with the big building that we put out there. People are out there grilling. People are out there eating chicken wings. People are stopping at Willie's Windy Wagon and getting a Big Willie steak. I get a Big Willie steak for the first half. I get a Polish dog for the second half. And, I mean, Coach, it's just a great atmosphere. Since the new improvements to the stadium is just phenomenal. I've been to a lot of high school stadiums across the country. We've got a beautiful stadium. I mean, and it's just nothing but improvements, especially since you've been here, and the product and the quality football teams that you've been putting on the field. There's just nothing better than Friday night at Glenn County Stadium. It's going to be a beautiful night Friday night. I know our kids would love it if the community would get behind them. Everybody always plays better when people are cheering for them. And, you know, bring your sons, bring your daughters, bring them out there, and bring your grandchildren, load them up. Free fireworks, smoke, you can't beat it. Red, white, and blue, God bless America.
Go get them.
Go get them. Coach, thanks for joining us on Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman signing off. Thanks, Coach.